He took a deep breath. A heavy, booming sound came from deeper in the temple and was getting louder. A huge junk golem smashed through a nearby wall, servo motors growling, and brandished two of the biggest vibro axes he had ever seen, one in each hand.
You dare invade the Jedi Temple? You dare challenge the Jedi in our home?
The massive golem lunged for him. Constructed around the body of a heavy-lifting labor droid, it sported numerous appendages apart from the two holding the axes. Each was tipped with a different weapon, whirring, rasping, and sizzling. The apprentice dodged away and temporarily lost his footing as the floor buckled underneath the thing's weight. Igniting his lightsaber, he slashed one of the reaching appendages clean off and batted another aside with a firm telekinetic punch. Recovering his balance, he sent a wave of lightning rippling across its corroded carapace. But that barely slowed it down. One of the vibro axes slid over his head, and the other came down to slice him vertically in two. He threw himself backward barely in time, then lunged forward to slash at anything that looked like a weak point, before the axes could come around again. He rolled between the trunk-like legs to avoid another devastating double axe blow. His lightsaber scored a deep cut up the gargantuan's back as he rose to his feet. Yellow sparks flew across the room. The golem's insides groaned and bellowed as it turned, trying to get him back in its sights. Arms reached for him, and he sliced them off, one by one. Ducking under the swinging blades, he sent bolt after bolt of lightning into the massive wound he had made, while battering it with panels ripped from the walls and hurled with every iota of energy he could muster. Finally, it weakened. Listing heavily on its left side and missing one of its axes, it staggered ponderously backward across the foyer. Growling servo motors kept the sole remaining axe sweeping backward and forward as though he might stumble into it by accident. One heavy foot stamped at the floor in a vain attempt to unbalance him. All it succeeded in doing was tangling itself in junk and swaying dangerously close to tipping right over. The apprentice took the opportunity to finish it off. Again, he pushed with the full power of the Force, blowing its body off its tangled leg and hurling it through the far wall. He followed it just in case it still had any fight left in it. Striding confidently through the gaping rent in the foyer wall, he found himself in a place he had thought never to enter, even in a bizarrely recreated form such as this. In the heart of the junk Jedi Temple was a junk High Council chamber, complete with mannequins of long-gone Jedi Masters. The apprentice knew all their names. They were burned into his brain, these enemies the Emperor had defeated during the final days of the Clone Wars. They sat on thrones or stools or ordinary chairs, as taste or biological form demanded. Their dead eyes stared at him as he stalked after the fallen golem. It had collapsed in the center of the circular room, streaming smoke and steam from its joints. Fetid wind poured through the shattered windows overlooking endless vistas of waste, making a faint moaning sound. The apprentice maintained a state of extreme concentration. Cast and Paratus had yet to make his move. He would be ready for the fugitive Jedi when he did. Then a strange thing happened. The droid golem's dead weight shifted slightly. A hiss came from a seam down its front. With a groan, its armor plating opened. Four long, spidery arms emerged, tipped with manipulators salvaged from four very different droids. The manipulators gripped the body of the dead golem and hauled a tiny gray figure into the light. Kazdan Paradis. At last.